FM 90.3 WJTL, Jason Gray's great song, Be Kind. Hi, good morning to you and happy Thursday. Karina and Fred hanging out with you now. It's 7:22.
And taking a quick look at your forecast for today and into the weekend, be cautious of the winter storm watch in effect from Saturday evening through Monday afternoon. We're going to have storm crew for you giving updates on cancellations all throughout the weekend. Today, mostly sunny skies and windy. Highs are up to 43. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lows are dropping down to 24. Friday, at the start of your weekend, partly sunny and windy. Highs are up to 36. Saturday is going to be partly sunny and very chilly. Highs are only up to 17. Sunday, we're seeing that snow, very heavy snow with significant accumulations possible. Highs are up to 20. Right now in Mannheim, we are sitting at 34 degrees.
Our friend Ryan Zook hanging out with us this morning. He is the president of Men of Iron. Good morning again to you, Ryan.
Thanks, man. I'm glad to be here.
Love having you here. Tell us about Men of Iron.
Yeah, so we are a faith-based nonprofit focused on men's mentorship. So we have any number of ways that you can get discipled through what we do. But we believe every man needs a mentor. So when a man gets a mentor in his life, it pushes him further. It makes him more effective. And you see the change all around him. It affects his marriage, his kids, his job. It's really effective.
I love that you said earlier when you have someone come on as a protege who needs a mentor that they say, here's my goals.
Yep.
And then you guys work together to help him achieve those goals.
Yeah, that's what sets us apart. We're protege driven. So that means the guy that's being mentored sets the agenda, brings his issues to the table. He sets his goals and his mentor holds him accountable. And so the mentor is just a guy a couple seasons ahead. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be the most amazing man in the world. You just need to have experienced a few things that your protege hasn't experienced yet. And when you get that pairing right, it makes a huge difference in a man's life.
Awesome. I'm interested in how that happens. How do you put two people together? Is there a formula there?
So we have reps in each region. So we have full-time guys that pair people. So if a guy reaches out and says, I need a mentor, we'll have a rep pair you with a mentor. A lot of times we work with churches. So churches will run our small groups. They'll run our mentorships. We'll have a big launch where we'll have 40 guys, 20 protégés, 20 mentors. And it becomes a key piece of the discipleship in that church. So we have a church over in Seeking Spring that's been running mentorships for 15 years. They say it's been like the reason they become more spiritually mature as a church. It's a great way for them to introduce new guys to the church, the guys that have been there for a long time. They get paired up. That guy starts to disciple that other guy, and that strengthens both of them, but strengthens the church long term.
That's pretty cool.
So it makes a huge difference. We have it running in businesses too. So there's business owners that'll come to us and say, hey, what can you do for my staff development? We'll say, hey, we could run a group in your business. We could set up mentorships in your business. And same thing happens there. We're discipling people, getting them closer to Jesus, changing their lives.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So if folks are interested in being a part, either as a mentor or protege, getting it started in their church, they can just go online and connect with you.
Yeah, I would say if you want to get to us directly, just send us an email at info@menofiron.org. We'd love to talk to you. We'll set up a meeting and have a chat. You can also learn about us on our website. We have a podcast that comes out every Monday morning at 7. So that's the Men of Iron podcast. You can find it on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. But there's lots of ways you can find out about us.
Yeah. And I'm imagining a lot of our listeners have been part of Men of Iron through the years.
Yeah.
You guys are celebrating 20 years and you have a big event coming up.
Yeah. We started 20 years ago, 2006, at Victory Church. And so we're headquartered here in Lancaster. We've had a lot of impact here in Lancaster. What I tell people about this dinner is that we're celebrating our past 20-year history. There's a lot of men here that have been impacted by what we do, but we're fueling the mission for another 20 years. We want to reach more men in more places, and we're already doing some of that, but we want that to grow. So that's May 5th. We'll be highlighting a lot of stories from our 20-year history.
Yeah.
We'll be sharing a little bit about where we're headed and how you can help us.
Where's it going to be?
So it'll be at the Hershey Car Museum. It's the AACA Museum.
I think that's
in Hershey.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. The cool thing is they've got like a timeline of automotive history.
So
we're going to set up our timeline along with their timeline. Ooh. So you can see, hey, this is what our first group looked like.
Synergy.
Here's what was going on in 2015.
Yeah.
And so on. So we're excited about the event. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Can you get tickets? Do you need tickets? How's that work?
Yeah. So this is, we just want you to know the date. We're getting the word out. We'll get more information out. We'll be emailing our contact list and that we'll have a page on the website that promotes it. And you can sign up there. If you want to sponsor the event, we'd love to talk to you. You can reach out to us again, info@menofiron.org. But we'd love to get as many people there as we can just to celebrate the history that we've had.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's been great talking to you, Ryan. Thank you for stopping by.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Yeah. Blessings to you. Back to the music we go. This is Need to Breathe, Walking on the Water on WJTL. Hey, good morning.